gonna put this dog on Facebook Marketplace. He is so needy today. He can't stand it.
He just loves you so much.
He does, my angel so boy.
Welcome to the Incoherent Fangirl,
where things are going to be a little short today. We're going to do a little short mini-sode today.
Yes, we are. I'm Karen.
And I'm Mandy.
And we're both trying to recover some spoons. So
yes,
we're
doing yes.
a little mini episode. Mandy has been working on her house. I've been working on my room and laying down a whole lot.
And I have been taking care of a COVID patient while also isolating from said COVID patient. So
it's been a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So we decided to just talk about a couple small little, not small, but a couple of things.
So,
and maybe there's some bonus content out there. And
yeah. So let's start with, well, first of all, in our timeline, it is July 24th. And that means this episode is coming out on July 29th. So in your timeline, it's July 29th. That's a Friday, right? Yep. Look, I did it.
I don't know.
All from my brain.
Seems kind of Mandy.
All right. So it actually kind of works out really well that we're recording this on a Sunday. Specifically, the Sunday after Marvel's Hall H Hall presentation H. at San Diego Comic-Con. We could not have planned this better if we tried.
No, we did not try.
We did not try. We just did not feel like recording.
No, it was just
nothing aligned. Nothing
we
aligned.
We love recording. We love talking to each other, but picking the time to do it this week and last week too. Last week was rough too.
It's been rough. Yeah.
It's
been a rough couple of weeks. Yeah. So
we're going to be back soon.
Yes, we will. We have to be because we have a special guest coming.
Yes, we do.
That'll be fun. So this episode, we are going to talk about Marvel's presentation in Hall H at San Diego Comic-Con. And then we'll do a short little freestyle afterwards because I have something that I want to talk about that is coincidentally related to Marvel and their entire presentation. I didn't intend for that because I didn't know that was going to happen until it happened yesterday. So I guess we can get into it.
All right. Listen, in this episode, there may be spoilers about recent movies. Proceed with caution.
This is your warning.
This is your warning. Okay. All right. I have zero notes and all I did was scroll through their Instagram last night. And then I watched the Wakanda Forever trailer.
I cried.
So much crying.
I have not recovered yet. I watched it yesterday and I'm not recovering.
Yeah. Josh texted to me and I immediately was just texting. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I hope it's M'Baku or Okoye, but if it's not Okoye, I want M'Baku. Really M'Baku.
I want it to be M'Baku, but if you freeze frame it, the body's too slim to be a man.
See, and 3 years ago, I would have said I want it to be Shuri, and it can't be anybody but Shuri, but I don't want the actress.
Yeah, but
I don't want to reward her.
I think it's going to be Shuri.
I mean, from the story, I love that. From knowing who's getting paid for that, I hate that.
I know. I want to say I was scrolling TikTok as one does. And there was an, I think it was MTV interview with, I don't know I know his name, but I don't know how to pronounce it. So I'm not going to try. But the guy who plays Namor, Letitia Wright and Lupita Nyong'o. And the interviewer was asking, how they were honoring Chadwick's legacy and whatnot in this movie, of course. And Lupita said the best thing. And I didn't know that I needed to hear this until I did. But apparently there was no number one on their call sheet because they left it for Chadwick. And he was there. And she was like, he was there with us. And I was just like, okay, I'm going to be a puddle now.
Makes me just want to die. It's so unfair. There are so many terrible people who will live into their hundreds.
Yep.
And he was taken far too soon.
He was just literally too good for this earth.
Yeah.
He was too good for this earth. So yeah. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
The music in that trailer.
Oh my god, I can't. As soon as it started, I was crying because I knew.
Yeah.
It's going to be, I'm going to cry through that entire movie.
And we don't really have that long.
November 11th.
Like, yeah.
November 11th. I don't know whether or not this is a good birthday present or not, because I'm going to be crying so much, but oh my gosh, I'm really excited about it.
Yeah.
So that is one of the things that came from Comic-Con yesterday. Black Panther Wakanda Forever is coming out November 11th. Okay, so we got a lot of information yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So we know the next project coming out is I Am Groot, which is a animated short. It's 5 new shorts following Baby Groot's adventures. It comes out on August 10th. I don't know if they're releasing all 5 on the same day. I would assume so, because they're shorts.
I'm not going back every week for shorts.
It wouldn't make sense. I imagine they'll do it like, I forget what they named it, but Olaf Stories, where he recounted...
They release it all at once. My niece spent the night one night, and we watched that those shorts consistently for like 4 hours straight.
Yeah. Oh. So I'm imagining it's going to be like that. It'll just be 5 quick shorts back to back. So that comes out August 10th, which is coming up real quick.
Yeah.
And then the week after that, we get She-Hulk, Attorney at Law, and that new trailer.
Yeah,
I am so excited for it.
Yeah,
I can't wait. Apparently, it has been hotly contested whether or not the Incredible Hulk from 2008 is MCU canon, but it's always been MCU canon, so I don't know.
Yeah,
this obviously solidifies it, because you have Jennifer Walters saying conflict of interest. He tried to kill my cousin.
Because
that's what happened. He was Abomination trying to kill. I mean, spoiler alert for 2008.
I mean, no. If you're that behind, we can't help you. You should not be listening to this podcast.
Or existing anywhere in a Marvel space, honestly.
Yeah. I wonder if Edward Norton's going to show up.
I feel like they're playing it as if Mark Ruffalo has always been... Like, Mark Ruffalo was also that Hulk. Because...
Well, I was wondering if there would be multiversal stuff like there was with Spider-Man.
That would be interesting. But...
See, multiple Hulks.
I mean, I feel like they could do that, but at the same time, it's also like, that story is actually part of the MCU. You know what I mean? So then, if they were to bring Edward Norton in, who I heard was like... not great to work with on that project.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And so I'm not sure that I can see them bringing him back, but if they did, I'm not sure how they would, because he's technically supposed to be the same person, like not like a variant of Bruce. They're supposed to be the same person, they just recast him. So I don't know,
we'll see.
I just love that Jennifer is like so on top of things. She's like, picks up on everything that he's teaching her and does it better than him. Like, girl, yes.
Of course she does.
Of course. I'm so happy about that. I love it. So I'm excited. It looks like it's going to be like a comedy, which I love. Jay Stubbs on TikTok pointed out, and I didn't know this because I don't read all the comics, but there's a shot, I think it's near the end, where you can see a guy in like a suit. It's like red and there's yellow arms and legs. That is like
Daredevil.
Yeah. And I didn't know that, so now I'm like even more excited, because holy shit,
that segues us right into, we got
a Daredevil series
announcement.
Daredevil Born Again, 18 episode first season is what Kevin Feige said. Those were his exact words. An 18th episode, first season, starring Charlie Cox and Vincent D'Onofrio.
These stupid little 6-episode runs are not what we want.
I can't. I'm so excited. Yeah. I am so excited. I need to rewatch all of the old episodes because, oh my gosh, am I excited for this. I freaking love Charlie Cox.
I do too. God, when I saw his arms in that theater, I screamed bloody murder. The child sitting next to me about jumped out of her skin and I did not care.
I about jumped out of my chair. And I think I told you, the guys sitting next to me were like, who's that? And I was like, get out.
Get out of here.
How dare you?
Right now, leave.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. I can't. Yeah. And I love that it's called Daredevil Born Again because, what's his name? Matt Murdock is like a Christian and that's like a thing, right? Born again Christians. I don't know. He's obviously not that specific kind of, is that a specific kind of Christianity? I'm not hip on all that.
No, I think that it's someone who has maybe strayed from the path and then found their way home. So they get baptized again, AKA they are born into Christianity again.
I feel like that's very like on brand for Matt Murdock then, because didn't he kind of, I like this. I like it even more. And then I feel like I can't talk about Daredevil, including Vincent D'Onofrio, without coming back to Echo, which has also been officially announced as a series, as part of Phase 5, which I'm really excited about. I'm
so excited.
I feel like they wasted Echo in Hawkeye and I cannot wait to see more of her.
Yeah.
Like they brought her in. She seemed like she was going to be a big deal. And then by the end, she just kind of
fell to the wayside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They tried to pack way too much in at the end.
And, yeah.
And they like Yelena and Echo, their storylines kind of just. So I'm really excited to see what comes of that. And I'm curious to see if any of the people she interacted with in Hawkeye would be a part of it.
Like, maybe.
I don't, it seemed like she was leaving New York though. So, and it's not like Clint lives in New York, but maybe, Kate possibly, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It would be very interesting to see. Let's see. So they said that She-Hulk and Black Panther ends Phase 4. Phase 5 starts with Secret Invasion. No, I feel like that's out of order. I should have written it down. I'm looking at their Instagram to see what they posted and the order in which they posted it. But I feel like the order that this is posted is different than what Feige announced, because I recently watched a clip of his entire announcement. But it looks like Secret Invasion is the next project after that, which I'm really excited about as well. We already saw Nick Fury being impersonated by a Skrull.
Mm-hmm. And then they kind of just left it. We haven't seen it anymore.
So that's what's going to be happening. Well, the Secret Invasion storyline is that we have Skrulls impersonating people on Earth, specifically superheroes. And apparently Kobe Smulders, who plays Maria Hill, was at the panel and said that it's going to be like an intense thriller kind of thing. It's going to keep you guessing throughout every episode. So I'm
excited for that.
I'm going to be, there's literally, you're not going to be able to trust anything that you see because it could or could not be the people that you know.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
So what if the Captain America that we know that went back wasn't actually the Captain America that went back? I mean, obviously it's a very Captain America thing to do. It's a very Steve thing to do, is go back and be with Peggy, but
also not so much, because Steve's entire 3-movie arc was about Bucky
and being the Steve that we know is selfless most instances, so he would not sacrifice.
So this might actually, because I've heard a lot of controversy about Endgame being like a terrible way to end Steve's story because people were like, Steve wouldn't do that, blah, blah, all of this. Like, it makes no sense for his character. And it kind of doesn't. Especially when you think about First Avenger, he breaks all the rules to go save Bucky. Winter Soldier, it's about bringing Bucky back from being the Winter Soldier. Civil War literally starts a civil war for Bucky. So, in what universe is Steve leaving Bucky,
Just gonna bail on Bucky that
who
quickly.
he's known basically his entire life for some chick that he knew for what, like 72 hours? I don't know how long they knew each other. They had one kiss, 3 weeks. I don't
Yeah.
know. It was not
Yeah.
long at all. So
Is that a Skrull, Captain America?
I don't know. Did they
And
already
if
start
so,
planning the
where's Steve?
Where's actual Steve? Also a question. Which would
He's
also
on ice in a
actually.
spaceship.
Which. Well, Secret Invasion is about the Skrulls taking over, so it sounds like they would be the bad guys. So if they did do that, then it would make sense. It wouldn't just be like how Fury was just kind of hiding away. Because
Yeah.
Steve would never put those people through that on purpose.
No. Right.
Especially Bucky.
Right.
So, yeah. I never thought of it like that.
We'll see.
That's an interesting take. Oh gosh. All
Oh,
right. And then the next thing on Instagram is Guardians 3, which
it's gonna be their last one.
everybody who I've seen talk about the actual like trailer that they showed, because it hasn't been shown online. It was only at Hall H, at least that I've seen. Everybody that's seen it said that they cried because it was like really emotional. And now I'm like, oh shit.
Damn it.
I don't know if
And
I'm
they
prepared for
announced
that.
that Chris Pratt and James Gunn are done after that.
I'm not angry at that.
No.
I'm really not. And I think Dave Bautista is done too.
I just saw those two.
I
That he
think,
may
well,
have
I
announced
think.
earlier that he was done.
Yeah, I think Dave Bautista was like a
They
while
said that
back.
other characters in the Guardians can continue, but this is the last Guardians of the Galaxy
Of this
movie
group.
with Star Lord. So we could
Yeah.
see, Nebula pop up somewhere later, or Groot, or whatever.
A quick aside, I saw something on TikTok, and there's like TikTok videos where they're like, sing along if you think this person is hot or something, you know? It was one of those, and it was like Marvel, female Marvel's characters, and the last one that they put on was Karen Gillan who, in like her Jumanji outfit. And somebody had the audacity to comment and be like, that last one's not Marvel. Sir.
Girl, yes, she
What?
is.
Yes, she is. And on top of that, their TikTok like bio is like loves Marvel so much. Excuse me, no, you do not. If you do not know who Karen Gillan is, no. Get out. No. Anyways, you said Nebula, and that just made me think of that. I was like, I am offended on her behalf.
Wow, that's embarrassing.
Right? These people being so loudly wrong, I don't
Bradley
know.
Cooper is not Marvel either.
Okay. Neither is Vin Diesel.
Nope, none of them. None
None
of
of
the
them, not
above.
at all. Okay, so we talked about Echo. Next one on the list, Loki season two.
I know, that's the one I care about the most.
That's the one
Just.
year.
And they're taking a freaking year. We don't get it until next year, next summer. I don't
They
want to wait a year, you guys.
have to build up to it. They got to build
I
up
don't
to
like
it.
it. I don't like
There's a
it.
lot. You know what's not on here that I ha we haven't talked about? This is what kicks off phase five, and I don't know why it's not on here. Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania.
Bleh. Sorry.
That is the one that kicks off phase five.
I can't
And
stand Evangeline Lilly.
at fair, but Paul
Seeing her
Rudd.
makes me want to vomit. I
But
love him so much.
Paul Rudd.
I hate her.
So, Paul Rudd. So, apparently, they showed a trailer, which has not been posted online. It has written a book. Scott Lang has written a book. I forget the name of the title of the book already. I feel bad. Something about the little guy. I thought it was very cute. But then apparently he gets a phone call that his daughter is in jail.
Oh God.
She's like try she, I guess she's like trying to be like a vigilante and gets caught.
Yeah.
So she's not like doing bad things. She's just trying to be a
Right.
superhero. And then somehow they end up in the quantum realm. Her dad, and then what's her Hope. It's them and the Van Dynes, I think somebody said. So maybe all of them in the quantum realm. There's somebody who seems to have some sort of relationship with Janet. Like they know each other from her time in the quantum realm. But additionally, Kang is in it and he looks very sinister. There is a
I've been
line.
waiting for Kang to come
Yeah.
back.
There's a line. So Paul Rudd, Scott Lang says, I'm an Avenger. Kang says, I'm a conqueror. And then there's apparently another line where he's like, you're an Avenger? Haven't I killed you already? And I'm just like, oh my God, not everybody is making it out of Ant-Man alive.
Yeah, no.
No,
Better be Evangeline Lily. Get the wasp. I got some raid to spray on her.
and this is jumping way forward to the end of phase six, we've got Avengers, the Kang Dynasty,
Yeah, I'm ready for that.
which I'm excited for, but it definitely means something happens in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah.
They're not making it out. They're not. I'm worried for Paul Rudd. I'm very worried. He's really
Ugh.
the only one that I care about in that franchise.
Yeah.
So,
Same.
please be okay. Please be okay.
You okay?
So then, do you have anything else you want to say about Loki, or are you just excited about it?
I'm just excited about
You're just
Loki.
excited
I
about it.
just
I'm really curious
finally,
to
it's been
see.
2 years. It will have been 2 years by
I'm
the
really
time it comes
excited to
out.
see how they pick up from where they left off because
Yeah.
obviously he ends up in a different like timeline than when he started the show
Yeah.
because Mobius doesn't know who he
Mobius.
is. Yeah.
Right.
So I'm curious to see. Then we've got Blade starring Mahershala Ali. I know nothing about Blade. I've never seen the old movies, so
No.
I know nothing.
Josh would probably divorce me, but I haven't either.
I think he's, is he the one who's like a vampire hunter but is also like half vampire?
Yeah.
Okay. Which sounds like it would be right up my alley, so I don't know why I haven't watched it, but
We'll have to before this
I
comes
will.
out.
I will. It's on my list of things to watch. I just haven't gotten around to it. But after I'm expecting after the end of Eternals and that post-credit scene, I'm expecting Dane Whitman to be in this movie.
I'm freaking ready for Harry Styles to pop up.
I
Okay, like you teased him, you showed him. Where's he coming? Where's he coming? Give me.
know. He's with the Eternals, so and we haven't seen them come back yet, so
Exactly.
maybe.
So when are they coming back?
I can imagine. I wonder if it's gonna be something like, okay, obviously this has to be, it probably won't be like a Blade origin story, I don't think. Probably just like a Blade story, but I can see Dane Whitman being a part of this movie based on how they ended the Eternals. Which
Well,
makes me think that maybe he, because you know, he
is he the
goes to,
Black Knight? What is he?
yes.
Because I remember it throwing me off. We have Moon Knight and Black Knight.
Yes, Black Knight. I wanted to, I was gonna say Dark Knight, and I was like, no, that's
No,
Batman.
he's not the Dark Knight.
He's
Yeah.
Black Knight. Yeah. So, and he was, you know, reaching for his like sword or whatnot, and that voice talks to him, and that's Blade. That's Mahershala Ali's voice.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine that they're gonna give us that and not have Dane in the Blade movie. I
Well, and
am
that would because they're in the group with
the
Ghost
Midnight
Rider and the Midnight
Suns.
Suns. Yeah, so
Yeah.
many of them, all of them may be in it or could be in it.
I feel like that's too well, the only person they'd have to introduce would be Ghost Rider because we've already got Moon Knight.
So they
It
could just like
could
pop
be
up.
a I don't know. Would that be too
It may
much
not be
though?
their
If
story, but like think about it, in Captain America, you still see other
Right.
superheroes,
Yeah,
you
they might
know?
cross paths, maybe. Like he
Yeah.
might cross paths. Ooh, maybe he'll cross paths with Jake.
And the after credit scene will be all of them like facing off, like standing up against something where it shows all of their outlines or something against the.
That'd be very interesting. Yeah, I can see them like it like bring back Moon Knight, bring back Dane, possibly introduce an actual MCU Ghost Rider, not what we previously had. I didn't want to say his name because I know you're not a fan.
I don't like him. Ugh.
But I'm sure it'll be like centered around Blade more, but maybe these characters like they just kind of cross paths. I
Right.
could see possibly Dane trying to like ask him for like help to find Cersei.
Right.
Maybe get him in contact with the other Eternals that weren't taken, like Thena and Makari and Druig, which could bring back your boy Harry.
I want Harry back. I want Druig back. I want more Druig.
I know I need more Druig. So this project is a complete mystery to me, but
Yeah.
apparently I have many speculations about it. Who knew? The next one up on Instagram is Ironheart, and when I saw her in the teaser for Black Panther, I wanted to yell. I was like, "Riri!" And then I had a brain malfunction. I was like, "Wait, is Riri the character or the actress?" It's the character. The actress is Dominique Thorne. But yeah, my brain like completely malfunctioned. I was like about to scream and then like choked on my own.
Yeah, you're
Like
like, wait, wait,
I was like,
wait,
wait, wait,
wait,
what?
hold on.
I don't want to get this wrong. Nobody's listening to me, but I don't want to get it wrong. I know nothing about Riri Williams in Ironheart. I know that
I don't
she's
either.
supposedly taking up the mantle of Iron Man. Based on the Black Panther trailer or teaser, it looks like she's like the new Shuri of Wakanda, or like
I
an
was kind of
apprentice possibly.
hoping that the kid from Iron Man, I think it was Iron Man 3, would take up the mantle.
Hurley.
Yeah. I think he's coming back in some capacity, but
Well,
I
he
was hoping it would
is
be more.
apparently in the comics, he's Iron Lad. So he's like,
That's
yeah. So
right.
he is part of the Iron Family.
We just need him
So
back in the MCU.
yeah, that'd be cool. But yeah, I guess I don't know what's gonna happen in this series. I don't, but I'm here for it. I'm here for more
Gonna
representation.
be something,
It's gonna be something. I'm here for it.
yeah.
The next one up I'm excited for. And it got a name change. It's Agatha Coven of Chaos instead of House of Harkness.
Oh yeah, I
It
forgot
was,
that they'd called it House of
they
Harkness.
previously announced it as House of Harkness. Now it's Agatha Coven of Chaos, which is interesting because I feel like House of Harkness would have been more like an origin story of Agatha, whereas Coven of Chaos makes me feel like it's going to be those last few days with her and the witches she ends up killing.
But you called Multiverse of Madness, Mom. What do you call this? Yeah,
COC.
that. Yeah. Talk.
That's fun.
What
That's fun.
that for?
But I don't know. I freaking love Agatha
I do too.
and
I
Catherine
can't
Hahn.
remember Catherine Hahn. I love her in anything.
I
Her in
was
Parks and
stalling.
Rec.
I was
Parks and
stalling
Rec
until I
kills
remembered
me.
her name.
Yeah.
Yeah,
When she goes to the diner in Parks and Rec and she's like, it's just so sticky.
I love her so
Yeah.
much. She's so funny. I mean, obviously Agatha herself is not like a funny character, but I hope there's some like comedy in it because she does it
She
so well.
makes it comedic,
Yeah,
even
she
if it's
does
not
comedy
meant to be.
so
Yeah.
well. Catherine Hahn, I love her so much. Next up, Captain America: New World Order.
I'm really excited about that. And I never thought I'd be
I'm
excited about a Captain America movie,
so
but
excited.
here we are.
However, I will say if Bucky is in this movie, I will be so mad.
Yeah.
I will be so mad. And we know I love
You know
Bucky. But if
he's
Bucky is in
probably
this movie,
gonna be.
Maybe I hope he's not like a big part of it though. Like, I
don't
really want this to
know.
be Sam's story. I don't want, because even in The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, it was everybody was talking about Bucky, and it's like, Sam's becoming Captain America. Can we please talk about
Yeah,
this? Like,
but
I
what is
need a.
Captain America's thing? We just talked about it. What is Captain America's thing?
That's
Bucky.
Steve's thing. That's Steve's
Okay.
thing. I just
I
really
guess
love
we'll
that
see.
Sam is Captain America and he's also Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
Like, that makes me happy. That makes me happy on a ridiculous level. But
Yeah.
I just really want it to be about Sam and
I
Sam
agree.
being
I
Captain
don't
America.
think I think that there's still
I've
going to be
seen
a good chunk of Bucky.
Sebastian Stan say that if Anthony Mackie had his way, he would not be in the next Captain America movie. And so I don't know. I mean, obviously they're friends and they it could the, who knows? Who
Yeah.
knows? I just really want it to be about Sam. And
Yeah,
I feel
I
like if
agree.
Bucky is there too much, then it won't be. And we
Yeah.
need it to be about Sam.
Yeah.
But however, I will say I would love it if Joaquin came back as the new Falcon because that's what happens in the comics.
Yeah.
We don't have to make that a big thing, but it'd be really cool to see that.
Yeah. Do it. Do
Yes.
it, Marvel.
Yes, please. They already like foreshadowed it with him like being the one to get the wings after they were ripped off and whatnot, so
Yeah.
I'm here for it. I'm here for it. The next one after Captain America is Daredevil, which we've already talked about. And then Phase 5 wraps up with the Thunderbolts, which they have already announced previously, but now it's officially like in the timeline
Part
somewhere.
of the timeline, yeah.
Yeah, I'm curious to see. I can't remember who all is part of the Thunderbolts. I think it's isn't this the group that is like the like
I'm
not the dark.
Googling.
I think they're supposed to be like the team that is like the dark event. I mean, the Dark
Yeah,
Avengers is
they're
a
like
team, but it's like
super
Yelena
villains.
as Black Widow, and then like I think actually Hawk Clint is actually as Hawk, the Hawkeye, Abomination as like
It's
the
super
Hulk.
villains and superheroes. You got Zemo as the leader.
Oh yeah.
Atlas and Goliath, Mach 1 through 10. Beetle, Meteorite, and Moonstone, Songbird, and Screaming Mimi. Hey, that's me. Techno and Fixer, Jolt, Hawkeye, Charcoal, Ogre, Amazon and Mankiller, Blackheath and Plant Man, Cyclone, Harrier and Cardinal, Skeen and Gypsy Moth, Vantage and Cobalt Man, which was the disguise of Tony Stark.
I
Then they
felt like
have.
there was more characters that we had already been introduced
There
to,
are
though.
about 10,000. 412 in the army. So let me see if there's any that jump out at me. Bloodstrike, Boomerang, Bullseye, Doc Ock, Green Goblin.
Oh.
Let's see. I just saw one.
Well, we
Where
do have Zemo.
Red Ronin, Taskmaster, Venom,
Okay. Oh, this is very
Green Goblin,
interesting.
Moonstone, Bullseye. Okay, Thunderbolts 4, Ant-Man, Black Widow, Paladin, Ghost, Headsman, Mr. X, Scourge, Grizzly, Luke Cage,
Ooh,
Juggernaut,
I would be very excited for Luke Cage to come back to the MCU. Holy crap, I love him.
the Dark Avengers are Barney Barton, I Apek, June Covington, and Ragnarok. There are so many. Red Hulk, Deadpool, Elektra, Punisher, Agent Venom. Ghost Rider, Winter Soldier is listed. There
This
are
is
so
fascinating.
many because I guess there's different series.
Yeah.
So literally, if you're a Marvel superhero, at some point you have been, oh, Thunderbolts 11, Hawkeye, Spectrum, America Chavez,
That's
Power
the
Man,
one.
Persuasion, and Guts and Glory.
Man! I feel like there has been talk about Power Man recently coming to the MCU. I feel like I've seen that recently.
That's the last list on the Wikipedia
That's the one.
page.
That might be the one. I was like, I know that I've seen people talk about Thunderbolts in terms of people we have already been introduced to or are going to be introduced to like soon. So that's why I was sitting here like, this doesn't sound right. Oh, I don't
We
know.
will see.
I don't know. I've seen somebody say something that it's possible that what's her name? Valentina, Contessa Valentina, whatever. Julia Louis-Dreyfus's character.
Louis-Dreyfus, yeah.
Her character might be the one who's like assembling them and like pulling the
Probably.
strings, and then maybe, I mean, I can't see Zemo working on a team like that though,
But he's the leader.
but he's so anti like supers. You know what I mean?
I don't know, maybe that's why he forms it to take down supers.
Oh, I feel like somebody said this, the Thunderbolts is like the MCU version of the Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Okay. Which
Yeah, that's
I
about
can
what it said.
see that a little bit better
It
with
said it was
Zemo.
a group of superhumans and super villains.
Okay.
Superheroes, supervillains,
I guess we'll see. This sounds like it's going to be a big team up kind of movie,
supervillains.
which makes sense for the end of Phase 5. See, Phase
Yeah.
4 is setting up all of these characters. It's and somebody also said like Phase 4 is dealing a lot of the projects is dealing with a lot of the fallout from Endgame. So, like WandaVision is dealing with Wanda's grief after the events of Endgame. Falcon and the Winter Soldier is Bucky and Sam's fallout from Endgame. Loki, we see that Loki in Endgame. That's the fallout from him,
Yeah.
you know. And everything I think the ones that said that they didn't really deal with like anything relating to like the blip would be Shang-Chi and not Thor, not Doctor, I can't remember what the other one, but it was Shang-Chi and one other one. Moon Knight. Shang-Chi and Moon Knight. Those are the ones that didn't really deal, like, didn't have anything that related back to Endgame. Because you have the Eternals, the reason that they have to stop the Celestial is because they brought everybody back in Endgame, you know? So, yeah, I never thought of it that way, but. So, Phase 4 is very much a setup phase for people who are saying that.
God, it's taken forever. The
So angry
setup
with
phase
myself.
is falling flat.
It's supposed to set up the things that are
Ugh.
happening. So then we've got Phase 5. So Phase 5 is ending, looks like with a team up being the Thunderbolts, not the Avengers. Very exciting. Phase 6 starts with Fantastic Four.
That's exciting, and I'm hoping that that means we're getting more Krasinski.
We shall see. I saw something where Feige said, well, it's an alternate universe, so let's just give the fans what they want. Which
The
could
fans
mean.
want Emily Blunt and John Krasinski as the
Yeah. But,
Fantastics.
well, no, he said that about Multiverse of Madness. So for Multiverse of Madness, he was like, when they were. He was like, well, the fans want Krasinski as Mr. Fantastic, so it could mean that he's not the actual
I
MCU
hate that
canon.
idea.
Yeah. But who knows? He could just be trying to throw us off the trail. I don't know. I don't know. But I am excited to see what they do. Okay, so Fantastic Four. Curious to see how they do it. I don't think we need another Fantastic Four origin story. I think even
No, that first one was pretty terrible.
I feel like everybody knows who the Fantastic Four are.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think, even though we
Just jump
haven't seen them,
into it.
yeah.
We don't need to know why they
Like,
got there. Just jump into it.
that's how they did Spider-Man. They just
Yeah.
threw him in there. We didn't see a Spider-Man origin. However, you could argue that his trilogy was his origin story, but like his actual like
Yeah.
origin, like how
Getting
he got his
bit.
powers. So we don't
Yeah.
necessarily need to see like an origin story of Fantastic
Right.
Four. We've seen it multiple times. So just get into it. Let us have it.
Yeah.
So then That is the start of phase six. There are a bunch of other dates that were listed for phase six that were not talked about because they are still a secret. But phase six does end with Avengers, the Kang Dynasty, and Avengers Secret Wars, which, oh boy, that's gonna be huge.
Oh, yeah.
It's gonna be huge.
All
And
I
it,
want is more Avengers movies
I
with the whole
just,
team.
I just, I want to see what the comic
Well,
storyline
because
of
who
Secret
is the
Wars is.
Avengers in that?
I don't know.
Because most of our Avengers are
Our OG Avengers, yeah,
gone,
are.
retired, presumed dead.
Okay, so Marvel Superhero Secret Wars, I'm on the Wikipedia page. It says main characters, Avengers, Fantastic Four, X-Men, Spider-Man, Hulk, Magneto, Doctor Doom, Absorbing Man, who I've never heard of in my life,
I've never heard of Absorbing Man.
Dr. Octopus, Enchantress, Kang, Claw, Lizard, Molecule Man, Ultron, The Wrecking Crew, Galactus, and Beyonder. This isn't, I mean, it just says main characters, so it doesn't necessarily mean they're all on the same side, which
Right.
was where my brain was when I was reading this, hence my emphasis. But now that I'm looking back at it, it says main characters, so that could mean that they were still bad guys.
Yeah.
Let's see. So, a cosmic entity called the Beyonder observes the mainstream Marvel universe. Fascinated by the presence of superheroes on Earth and their potential, this entity chooses a group of both heroes and supervillains and teleports characters against their will to Battle World. Oh, this is the Battle World storyline. Okay. A planet
So
created
Ragnarok-ish.
a planet created by the Beyonder in a distant galaxy. This world has also been stocked with alien weapons and technology. The Beyonder then declares, "I am from beyond. Slay your enemies, and all that you desire shall be yours. Nothing you dream of is impossible for me to accomplish." So,
Similar to Ragnarok, you just get dropped into Battle Royale.
this is very multiversey because he's going to take people from various universes, drop them into Battle World, and say, "Have at it." Ooh, I'm excited. It's ooh.
Whew.
I don't know how to feel.
All
And
the stuff.
there's so much content coming, and that's not even all of it because we have all of phase six basically to that we still don't know about.
Right.
I'm so excited.
My anxiety is through the roof right now.
I'm
Yes,
not ready. I'm
you
not
are.
ready. No.
You're ready for it to be tomorrow.
I'm not prepared. I am not prepared. The emotional damage that this is going to cause me, like, oh God. I'm
Oh, I
just
know.
really excited because, like, if you look at it, we've got so much representation. It makes me so happy. It makes me
Like
so
we've been
happy.
talking about for months now, like they have
Like,
seemed to
they
be
have.
really trying
Well, I mean, the
be
MCU,
diverse and inclusive.
it took until Captain Marvel to get a female lead,
Yeah, but since then,
which was phase three, first of all.
I would like to see someone. I mean, I guess you could say Matt Murdock is one, but like someone with that doesn't have the quote unquote perfect body. Someone in a wheelchair. Well, I mean, you got Xavier, but we haven't seen him. You know, someone who, you know, I
Like
don't
more
know,
disabled rep?
more abilities represented.
Well, we have like more like okay, yeah, Matt is blind. We've got Echo who is deaf. And she
Xavier,
also has
who's
a she's
paralyzed.
got a prosthetic too, which is not part of the comic book. That's actually Alacla Cox's they wrote that into it, which I thought was really cool.
Oh, and the Celestial. What's her name?
Makari. Makari.
Makkari.
And
But yeah,
yeah.
more people with prosthetics would be
We
cool.
need yeah. More people with actual prosthetics because we can't count Bucky.
Right. Yeah.
But
Right.
like But
Just
like
different
Echo,
bodies.
yes. Yeah, absolutely. Did you see the thing where for Eternals when is it Brian Tyree Henry? I think that's his name was cast. He's Fastos. When he was cast, he asked Chloe Zhao. He was like, "Okay, so how much weight do I have to lose?" And she's like, "What are you talking about? No, like no, we want you as you are." And I was
Yeah.
just like, "Yes, because we
Is
need
he
more of
a
that."
paper boy?
Who?
Is he paper boy?
The actor?
Hold on. Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Do-do-do-do.
No, don't do that. I have music for
I
that.
know. Yeah, Brian Tyree Henry. So he's Paperboy in the show Atlanta, which is
Okay, I haven't seen that. I know it's
yeah.
on my list of things to watch, but I just haven't yet.
Yeah,
Okay.
it's really good. And actually Josh has like did a scene with them that hasn't
Fun.
aired yet, but yeah, he's a photographer, like press.
I
It's very, it's a good show.
was gonna say that's very on-brand.
Yeah. Sorry, that was just an aside. He's
Yeah.
Paperboy though. He's a rapper.
Okay.
Paperboy, all about the
It's
Paperboy. It's good.
on my
It's a
list of things.
song.
I just haven't gotten to it.
Yeah.
But that's fun. Yeah, so I definitely I'm really enjoying the fact that we're getting more representation in all formats. We're getting more female-led projects. We're getting
Be
more
more cultural.
POC,
Yeah.
more cultures. We're getting more disability rep. We are still lacking a little bit, but it would be nice to get
Yeah.
it. We have gotten some, which is nice.
And we're getting some different shapes of bodies, like
Yes. Yes.
Thor's different.
We are getting
His
people who
dad
are
bod,
more
depressed bod,
people
which is
shaped.
fine. Yeah, human beings, not
Yeah.
Hemsworth
Right.
bodies.
I don't need to be seeing godlike bodies on my screen.
No.
I need to see
Give
regular
me someone
people.
with stretch marks.
Good Lord, give me someone with stretch marks, please. I
Yeah.
beg of you. I
Yeah.
beg as a mother. I beg of you.
Yeah. Some
Stretch marks.
cellulite. Show me some cellulite.
Oh my
Make
gosh. Oh
us
my gosh. Yeah,
feel like we could really be superheroes too.
I'm very, very excited. Very excited for
I am
the
too.
future of the MCU.
The multiverse
Like
saga.
we said, in Feige we trust.
Feige, we trust.
There
That's the
was a
show
plan.
motto.
There is a plan. We have seen glimpses of it now. And I really hope that people stop talking about how phase four feels disconnected.
Boring. I just fall
Because
asleep if I think about phase four so far.
phase four gave you
Okay.
Loki.
I wasn't
Phase
really
four
thinking about that.
gave
I
you
was thinking
Loki.
phase four movies made me go
Phase
to sleep.
four gave you Loki. That's all
Phase
I'm
four
gonna say.
shows are great. Phase four shows are wonderful. Movies. Sorry, I fell asleep.
We had Shang-Chi. How
Is that
dare
phase
you?
four?
Yes.
Oh.
Everything
Listen.
black. Everything
Do you
Black Widow and Bia.
understand that timeline equals mathematics?
No. Everything Black
Yes.
Widow and beyond is phase four.
Okay, well, I don't
Well,
think they did so
starting
great with
WandaVision.
Black Widow.
Black Widow was not. Yeah, Black Widow gave
Black
me
Widow would have been
Florence Pugh.
great. It would have been great
If
4 years ago,
gotten it
5 years
after
ago.
Civil War, yeah.
But it was not great, and it gave us the red freaking guardian. I need David Harbour to come back. I need a
Well,
Red Guardian
didn't
movie.
you didn't wasn't Red Guardian on a list somewhere that we just read? Like,
Yeah.
maybe,
So maybe he'll
maybe,
be a Thunderbolt.
maybe,
He's
maybe.
just, you wasted him if you only put him in that one movie. It is wasted. He was so good.
I can't imagine.
He
I
and
can't imagine that'll
Florence
make
Pugh carried that movie.
Florence Pugh is a godsend,
Yeah.
and I love her. Complete aside, but do you follow Florence Pugh on Instagram?
I think so.
She posted a photo of her in I think she was at a fashion show and she's wearing this beautiful pink dress, but the top is very sheer and she's not wearing a bra. And the fragile men that entered her comment section
Oh my
and were
God.
just like, "Do you feel embarrassed to have small boobs?" blah, and all of this bullshit. And she like responded like a fucking queen. And on top of that, Regé Jean Paul also responded and was like, y'all suck,
Yeah.
essentially. I'm paraphrasing, but he was
Yeah.
like, y'all need to get the fuck out.
Get your lives together and shut
And
up.
I was just like, I saw those pictures and I was just like, holy shit, she looks so good.
Of
Like,
course she does.
she looks fucking amazing. She's beautiful.
She's
And
Florence Pugh.
she's Florence Pugh. She's, and the way that she responded was just queen behavior. I love her.
Queen
I
behavior.
love her. Anyways, that's a little aside, my little crush on Florence Pugh. So yeah, that is our talk about Marvel Hall H presentation at San Diego Comic-Con.
All right, hit me with your freestyle.
Okay, so this should not be a controversial topic.
Oh,
However,
God.
people are making it controversial, and it makes me want to punch people. It's so annoying. The statement that I am about to say is a true fact and should not be argued, but people are arguing it. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Sam Wilson is
I
Captain
already am done.
America.
I'm already done. All you gotta say is
People
Sam Wilson, and I know what it's gonna be.
on Twitter were arguing with Chris Evans about this. Chris
First
Evans.
of all, people on Twitter should just shut up. Twitter is the worst dumpster fire on this earth outside of the American government. So if people are arguing on Twitter, that's your first clue that their
The
take is trash.
absolute rage that has been building inside me for like 3 weeks now. Oh my
So
gosh.
what do they say? Chris Evans is
So,
Captain America or
no.
nobody? Or are we with John Walsh? What's his
So
name?
what?
John Walsh.
Walker?
Walker. Oh God, sorry, John
gosh.
Walsh. John Walker, is that who's Captain America?
So I believe it was the Hollywood Reporter who posted like an article and tweeted their article about they were talking about, I think, Anthony Mackie reprising his role as Sam Wilson and how he's not going to play the character that he's been playing. He's not going to be playing the Falcon. He's going to be playing, Captain America in the new Captain America movie. Chris Evans responds to their tweet, like tweet chain, obviously, and he's like, all he says is Sam Wilson is Captain America. And
Yeah.
Twitter was in an uproar. They were like, no, Steve Rogers is Captain America. When you think of Captain America, you think of Steve Rogers. Steve Rogers will always be Captain America. And it's like,
Okay,
you're
sure.
arguing with Steve Rogers over who is Captain America?
Barack Obama will always be President Obama. Does that
Yes.
mean he's the only president in the history of the world? No.
No.
Or the future of the world? No. Yes, Steve Rogers will always be Captain America, but so will Sam Wilson.
Yeah. And then they're like, there were people who were like, I just hate that Marvel is going on this like woke train and they're just pandering.
Oh my God,
And
if they use the word woke, their trash is even, or
listen,
their take is
they're
even more
like,
trash.
they can't change things from the comic book. Steve Rogers is always gonna be. Steve Rogers passed the mantle to Sam Wilson in the comic books. It's comic book accurate,
Karen,
people.
can I tell you something? If they're arguing on Twitter and they're using the word woke, they don't care about logic. They don't care that what the comic book says, they don't care. All they care about is their racism
They
and the fact
are
that they don't want to see a
absolute
black person
racist.
Captain America, but they don't want to say it.
Absolute racist. Don't come at me saying comic book accuracy when it literally happened in the comic books.
These are the same
You
people
don't.
who don't see Karen Gillan as a Marvel
Nebula.
actress. Like,
My
really? Okay.
God.
Your ignorance is showing.
There's. There's actually multiple Captain Americas. There's Steve Rogers. There's Bucky Barnes was Captain America, by the way, for like a minute there. Sam Wilson is comic book canon Captain America. There was a female Captain America. I can't remember who it was. It's not Peggy. We're not talking about Peggy. She's crap. But there was, I can't remember. There was somebody else who took up the mantle of Cap. I think it might have been Natasha. which sounds wrong now that I'm saying it out loud, but I'm looking it up right now. But I feel like I saw that there was a female Captain America in the comics.
Let's see. How many Captain Americas are there?
Oh, Roberta Mendez was the wife of Alchemax operative 1940, who forcefully subjected her to the Super Soldier Serum. Under the code name Captain America, Roberta became the leader of Alchemax's Avengers. However, Roberta and Captain America were two different personas of the same woman. Okay, so there
Luke Cage and Jessica Jones's daughter, Danielle Cage, William Nosland. He was the spirit of 76, Jeffrey Mace, Isaiah Bradley, Clint Barton, William Burnside, Roscoe Simons, John Walker, Scott Summers,
Sam Wilson. Summers? Oh my God.
In alternate universe Earth 8112, an accident robbed Steve Rogers, Jean Grey, and Scott of their powers, leaving Rogers dead from rapid aging. In honor of his fallen friend, Scott took up Steve's shield and led the remaining X-Men as Captain America.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah. And then Sam Wilson.
Sam Wilson.
Fragiles on Twitter can shut the hell up.
Fucking Twitter is a cesspool.
Yeah.
It is a fucking
the worst place on the internet.
I know it's a cesspool. I know it's a piece of trash. And yet it still makes me angry every time happens. Because I literally cannot wrap my mind around it.
And I guarantee you that it's all these fragile white men who think that they can just throw around the, well, you should read the comic books without them having actually read the comics. Mm-hmm. They just think that you're going to be intimidated. Oh, I'm just a girl. I'm just a POC. I'm just a minority. I'm not
the almighty white guy. Can I show you my comic collection?
Right.
Please, exactly. Come over. Let me show you my comic collection.
They think that insinuating that they read the comic that they did not read will intimidate you enough to back off. Oh, he must know what he's talking about. He said I should read the comics. Bitch, please.
I'll be out there like, did you read the comics?
Yeah, I would love for you to find me.
Please.
Show me your entire Captain America collection.
There is
literally nowhere in it.
Literally a panel where it's Steve Rogers and Sam Wilson. And Steve's little bubble says, Sam Wilson is the new Captain America.
Yep.
Like, fuck off with this comic book accuracy, people.
Yeah.
It is comic book accurate. Sam Wilson but is also, Captain America.
But also, if they move it to the movies and deviate from the comic books, it's still going to be MCU canon.
Right.
They don't necessarily, and I wouldn't normally say this on a book movie, but a comic book movie, I feel, is different. They can make it canon with MCU.
Well, and
if it's not in the comic books.
Comic books are regularly retconned. Mm-hmm. They're regularly changed. So a comic book movie can do the exact same thing.
Yeah,
I have no problem. Like, I am very ridiculous when it comes to book to movie adaptations.
Yes, exactly. Do not burn down the burrow in front of me.
Are very different.
Comics are different.
Comic book canon is whatever the fuck they make up on the spot. There are things in current issues of comics that make no sense if you read back issues, because they're completely different stories. So it's like, don't come at me with this bullshit. On top of that, if you're gonna go to, like, comic book accuracy, then you should be upset about Bucky Barnes, because Bucky Barnes in the comics was not Steve Rogers' best friend from childhood. Thank you very much. He had a completely different
friend.
The
listeners can't see the middle fingers I'm throwing.
I'm just so
I was like, wait, that just looked like I flipped off Karen. That's not for you. That's for Chad and Co.
Kyle.
Shut up, Kyle. All right, so one of our best friends' name is Kyle, and he actually is super knowledgeable about the MCU and would never act that way. So I feel bad.
It's okay, Kyle. My name is Karen.
Fair.
Like, clearly, there are exceptions to the rule.
Yeah, that's true.
I am the exception. Fair. I am not the rule. They are the Karen.
I was going to say, Karen and Kyle are like my two of my MCU like knowledge bases. Let's say a few Kyle. But you're right. A lot of them are Kyles. Yeah.
I can see. I mean, Chad is a much better one, I feel like, but
Yeah.
Kyle too gives me the
Yeah. Oh, he
fragile.
would agree with you. He'd be like, I need to go drink a monster and punch a hole in the
That's how I feel whenever, and I think I've said this to you, like when I go to like Starbucks, I can't give my name because if my
No.
order is
No.
wrong, I can't.
Peter
And if
Parker. My name is Peter Parker.
order is wrong at Starbucks and I've given them my name, I will not say anything
No.
because I
I'm gonna drink
refuse.
this. I'm gonna drink
I've done
this.
it. When
Yeah.
Heather and I were at the airport, we went to a Starbucks. They gave me my drink. It was the wrong drink. And I was like, it's fine. It's fine. We're leaving. It's
It's
fine. We're
fine.
going.
Yeah.
Like, I
I am
will
not gonna
not.
inconvenience them at all.
I will not.
Nope.
It's fine. I will survive.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyways, that was my freestyle. I've
That's a
been
good
holding
one.
on to that for like
Trash
weeks.
takes. Yeah.
So irritating. And it's just the fact that they're arguing. Like, first of all, the fact that it's a true statement. It's literally a true
Yeah.
statement. It is a fact. Sam Wilson is Captain America.
Yep.
Not an opinion, literal fact. But also the fact that
They
they're
don't care
arguing
about that.
with Chris Evans about it,
Yeah.
which I thought was the funniest fucking shit. Like,
Do you understand that Stan Lee would drop kick you in your freaking mouth
oh my
if he
God,
was here?
so much.
He would obliterate your opinion and your fragile masculinity.
Stan Lee would be the first person to be like, no. Let me tell you about this. You're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Hear him?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah,
You just
I
want to be
agree.
heard. You don't think that you think that
Georgie
anybody
is.
can be Captain America, huh?
Georgie is also fired up in his
Yeah,
little
he's
puppy
like,
dog
F
way.
these idiots.
Oh my goodness.
All right, is it time for a spiel? My COVID patient is asking if dinner's going to be ready soon.
Right, well then I will spiel. As soon as I can talk again. Holy crap, what was that? So if you enjoyed this episode, please like and subscribe. I was gonna say like, comment, and subscribe, but we don't really have comments. Like and subscribe,
Like,
or
review and
leave us a
subscribe.
review. Yes, you could leave us a review. Wherever you are listening to us, that would be wonderful. We would love it. You can follow us on social media. We are at the Incoherent Fangirl on Instagram and TikTok, at Incoherent Girls on Twitter, because Twitter is rude and has a character limit.
Rude.
Very
Twitter,
rude.
you're the bane of our existence and the worst place
Seriously,
on the internet.
Twitter is the worst. Ugh.
I only go there for
Anyways,
Cash App giveaways. That's it.
and Venmo. Cash Mac. Cash
Yeah.
App and Venmo
Yep.
giveaways. Like our Facebook page and visit our website, theincoherentfangirl.com, where you can also stream all of our episodes as well as read our blog, which has more entries now. We've written more things. It's very fun. I'm very excited about it. We will get better at it, I promise.
Yes, we will.
Let's see. You can also stream all of our episodes on YouTube. They are audio only. Full video episodes will be available through Patreon once we get that launched.
Eventually.
Eventually, please send us suggestions for things you'd like to see via Patreon so that we can make sure we are catering to you because that's why we do this. Is that all our things? Oh, you have to send us an email. Send us an email at theincoherentfangirl@gmail.com and tell us that you like us and we're pretty,
Unless
even
you're
though
a
you can't see us.
Chad, we don't want to hear from you if you're a Chad.
But I will read it and shame you.
Oh, we'll read it
I will
on the
absolutely read
air.
it and shame you
Yes, and
for
we will
it.
make fun of you.
Because don't argue with me about comic book accuracy. I know things.
Yes, she does.
I know things. I think that's all of our things. Now we talk about our internet
Our
besties.
besties, yeah.
Yay, besties. So you can visit herecomesthenerd.com and use code FANGIRL to get 20% off your first order.
Or you can go to onceuponabookclub.com and use code MANDY10, so MANDY10, for 10% off.
And if you would like even more books, go to noveltychess.com. That's novel like a book, tea like the drink, chess.com. Use code FANGIRL5 and get 5% off your monthly subscription.
And last but certainly not least, you can go to grimoiretea.com. See, I didn't say grimoire that time. I'm getting better. I only do that when we're reading our spiel. Use code FANGIRLTEA, so FANGIRLTEA, no I, for 10% off your order. Get all
Yay!
the books and all the teas and all the pins and all the things.
Just all the fandom goodies that you could possibly want for all
All of
the
them.
fandoms.
You're
All,
welcome.
you're welcome. We have the best besties in the world.
And we will be back next week with a full actual episode.
There are
I
things to
just,
talk about. I have things that I have
yeah.
to show you. I have things I want to talk to you
Same.
about. We just needed
We
like
needed
a break.
spoons for that. Yeah.
Yes,
We
there's.
need to rebuild our spoon collection.
Yes, it has been a rough couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So we will be back next week with a full episode. Hopefully for real, because last time we did this, we said we'll be back next week, and then we were not back next week.
Knock on my
Yes, knock on the
wood.
wood.
Oh, that was a mistake because now my dogs think that there's someone at the
Oh
door.
no. Next time I'll do
No
the
one
wood
here.
knocking.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. We
We
love
love you.
you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We are sponsored by our friends at Here Comes the Nerd. Pins, stickers, magnets, and more. Here Comes the Nerd has happy art for all fandom-loving hearts. New customers can use coupon code FANGIRL during checkout for 20% off their first order at HereComesTheNerd.com. Coupon applies to ready-to-ship items only.